and to discuss this sober anniversary, as well as questions around the future of American tariffs after the Supreme Court on Friday struck down President Trump's tariff structure, I'm joined by the European Union Ambassador to Washington, Jovita Neliupshiina. Thank you very much. Welcome back to the NewsHour.
Thank you for having me.
Let us begin with Ukraine on this anniversary. The big step that Europe wanted to take today on this anniversary was to send or confirm a big loan to Ukraine and take a further step to punish Russia. But Hungary and Slovakia have blocked that package. Can you overcome those blocks?
Europe actually made the decision, and the leaders a few weeks ago at the European Council made a decision and promised that the loan will be online.
$90 billion loan to Ukraine.
Exactly. Right. I think that what is most important is that everyone keeps to its word. You know, we have to create a space for the leaders to honor their word, and I'm sure that by Easter we will get there, because this this is the money which Ukrainians need, not only for their defense and for making sure that Ukrainian economy is kept afloat.
Today, Ukraine's ambassador to the United States revealed what she called a demarche from Washington for a Ukrainian attack on an export terminal in the Black Sea in Russia. The terminal in Novorossiysk exports not only Russian oil, but also Kazakh oil, and that's operated by a consortium including Exxon, Chevron, Shell, and others. And Ambassador Stefanishina said the U.S. told Ukraine not so much to refrain from attacking Russian energy, but to refrain from attacking U.S. interests. So we are here in Washington. Do you believe that Washington should be dictating to Ukraine what it can and cannot attack in Russia?
Well, I'm not aware about American contacts with Ukrainians, but let's be clear. We have an aggressor who actually for the whole winter have been doing nothing less, nothing more, just attacking civilian energy infrastructure. I don't think that there is a conversation happening or should happen how Ukraine should protect itself.
European intelligence officials I've spoken to recently, and you'll know this better than I, have told me and other journalists that Russia is not taking these negotiations seriously. Is there a fundamentally different assessment between the United States and Europe about how Russia is approaching these negotiations?
We don't see a goodwill on Russian side to really negotiate the peace, because there is no proof whatsoever. You know, one day you are in negotiation room, and the same night you actually are bombing energy infrastructure or other kind of the civilian infrastructure in Ukraine. I don't think that this is the proof of the genuine willingness to negotiate.
Let me switch to tariffs. Of course, on Friday, we got the Supreme Court decision striking down President Trump's tariffs and the deal that the U.S. has made with the European Union. This was largely based on a law called IEEPA. That is what the Supreme Court said the president could not use. I was told today that the U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer has delivered a message to Europe. If you respect the trade deal, the tariff rate imposed on Europe will not exceed 15%, will not exceed the agreed upon rate. Is that accurate that the U.S. Trade Representative has given you that information?
Our Commissioner for Trade, Shevchevich, had several conversations already with the Ambassador Greer, as well with Secretary Lutnik. And the one request we had is actually to have as much clarity as possible right now. What we see from the documents is actually 10% plus so-called MFN, which is the
most favored nation
treatment, which is established by World Trade Organization. If we take 10% and this MFN, it's actually, in some cases, it's lower. In some cases, it's higher than 15%.
Have they guaranteed you that they won't exceed 15%?
I would not want to go into the nitty-gritties. It's still to be seen how it will be implemented. What is important for us is actually we will honor the deal as much as we can, but the same should be happening on the U.S. Side. And the problem what we see is right now is actually that it's temporary. And
the new tariffs that the president is now citing, he can only have for a small amount of time. They're not allowed to be permanent.
So it's really, you know, therefore business, any kind of business, be it on the European side of Atlantic or on the American side of Atlantic, the predictability is the key of how you work. And I think that we will not shy away of defending our interests and our companies.
The European Parliament has paused its approval of the deal from last summer. Yesterday, President Trump posted on Truth Social, he warned countries, quote, not to play games. Can you guarantee to the administration that you will respect this deal even as the parliament is trying to push pause?
I think that our part of the deal, we already implemented part of that. The deal is always two-sided. You know, you have to have on both sides a clear understanding what is going to happen. And the European Parliament communicated quite openly saying, like, we need clarity. When we have a clarity, what is going to happen and how much it will be, what exactly we will be charged, then we can actually proceed, because our part, our regulation is on the table and the parliament can move. I do believe that this is a very carefully negotiated deal, and it has a value in itself on our side, and we do understand on the American side, so we have to do utmost to make sure it stands, because it actually created certain predictability for business. So now we really have to move and see how we can make it work.
Ambassador Jovita Neelupsiena, thank you very much.
Thank you.